The Joint Landowners Coalition of New York is demanding the release of the state's environmental impact study on hydraulic fracturing. Matt Martin reports that the landowners are threatening to take legal action if the state doesn't release the report.
The letter stated that the DEC has until February 13th to release the report, known as the SGEIS. The state has had a de facto moratorium on hydrofracking for almost 6 years now. Dan Fitzsimmons is president of the Joint Landowners Coalition of New York, and he says landowners have been waiting too long for the report.
And it's come to our attention, it's purely political reasons. They're not going forward with it. It's time for us to actually have to take this into our own hands and file a lawsuit.
The announcement by the landowners comes after Joe Martens, the state's top environmental regulator, told lawmakers in Albany that the state isn't planning to allow fracking for at least another year.
There is no funds in the budget that have anything to do with high-volume hydraulic fracturing. So I think logically the consequence of that is we have no plans to issue permits. I think that was the specific questions for high-volume hydraulically fracked wells.
Martens added that the Department of Health is continuing its fracking review, and there is no deadline for that to be completed. Mountain States Legal Foundation, a law firm based in Denver, Colorado, that advocates for private landowners, is helping with the case. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.